Tuesday was a day of contrast for the ASX 200, which saw it up by about 22 points at its best levels of the morning. Then just before lunchtime, it fell away and it didn't really recover towards the end of the session. If anything, it made new lows and it finished down by about 7 points. So what stood out today was that banks, which seemed to be doing quite well early on in the piece, weren't able to make a difference in the end on the positive side of the ledger. The ANZ was the only one of the big four to finish higher, up by 0.1%, and Macquarie Group was up by about 0.33%. By contrast, in recent days, we've seen weakness for iron ore stocks and gold miners, and they did a little better on the whole today. So Fortescue Metals was up by about 0.5%, and gold stocks, as I said, doing a little bit better. Sierra Resources is a graphite miner. It's been in focus in that space for some time, and today they went into a trading halt, saying that they would be raising up to $110 million in a capital raising. That stock last changed hands at $3.80. Carsales.com.au was down by more than 1% on the back of broker downgrades. A company called Wellard announced that it would be making its first shipment of cattle to China, and that's a step forward for them in terms of their Chinese strategy. That stock was up by about 16% or 2 cents. TPG Telecom was up by 5%, having announced its full year earnings, which was embraced by the market, and the stock finished up by about 5%. Elsewhere, we heard from the RBA today. They released the minutes from their board meeting in September. In general, nothing much to move the needle here. The RBA is confident that the economy is moving along the way it should be under current circumstances, and that economic momentum will continue to pick up over the course of the medium term. They did make special mention of the improvements in the Queensland economy in recent quarters, so that is encouraging news, because that has been difficult to establish positive momentum in that economy over the course of recent times. The Aussie dollar a little bit weaker, largely at the hands of a recovering US dollar, 79.8 US cents.